Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Amen.
Our first reading from the letter to the Hebrews says, in your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood. And so this is addressed to these converts from Judaism to Christianity, and they were being persecuted by the Jews who did not convert. And as mentioned in chapter 10 of this letter, one of the things that they endured was the confiscation of their property. So this is real persecution going on, real suffering, real trials. And here, the letter actually exhorts them that they should be ready for even more, okay? Namely, resisting to the point of shedding their blood and following the example of Christ, who shed his blood for love of us. We may be asked by Christ to prove our love and shed our blood for love of him rather than sin. And sometimes I remember when I was in Italy, I remember this phrase that the Italians, you know, if they were struggling or really falling into impatience or anger or lust and various sins, that one of the phrases I remember hearing not infrequently was, Padre, è più forte di me. And that means, Father, it's stronger than me. Okay, and we really can't say that, okay, because God says that he doesn't allow anyone to be tested beyond their strength. And so we need to have this will to rather shed our blood than sin. And this is what we find in the saints. There's Saint Dominic Savio. When he was just a young boy, a very young boy, one of his resolutions that he wrote down at his first Holy Communion was to prefer death rather than sin. And this is the same advice that the mother of King St. Louis IX gave him as he was getting older, to prefer death rather than sin. Now, there is going to be a struggle, right? A struggle against sin. This word in the Greek is antagonizomenoi, and that actually means contending like an athlete who competes with every ounce of strength against his opponent in order to overcome him and be victorious. And so it is with sin. We must resist it like an adversary, as generous athletes and soldiers of Christ, boldly resolved to either win or die in this fight. And then the commentary goes on to say, note here, Christians who, for the sake of friends or being made fun of or some pleasure or petty gain, you consent to sin. See how far you are from the virtue and constancy of Christ and the saints, who resist sin to the point of shedding their blood, like Saint Blaise that we celebrate today. Be ashamed if, not to the point of being scourged, but at least to the point of enduring harsh words, discomfort, and mistreatment, you still do not resist sin. And so this is it. This is an encouragement from this letter to the Hebrews to have the disposition of Christ and the disposition of all the saints, to choose to love God more than our own lives and comfort and everything else. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.